WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A current and a former member of the Bryan City Council both thought they had found a windfall to spend on capital improvement projects.
They would downgrade every bond that we had.
According to page 19 of the FY15 budget, on the bottom right-hand corner, 9/30/2015
shows $91 million surplus at the end of the year.
On average, a koala sleeps somewhere between 18 and 22 hours every day.
That's the life.
City Manager Keen Register told Rafael Pena and Mike Sutherland that about 70% of what they found is held in reserve to maintain a higher bond rating.
Every bond that we have. If you don't believe me, which apparently you don't, I can bring in our financial advisor and have him discuss if you spend the entire $91 million out of all 22 funds in the city of Bryan, what will happen?
Following a lengthy discussion, the council unanimously agreed to wait until the audit of last year's budget is complete to know how much additional money is available. Last week in the Houston suburb of League City, the city manager denied the request of two city council members to get a discount on the city's purchase of ammunition through the police department. In Bryan and College Station, city officials say council members have not engaged in similar conduct.
In Bryan, City Secretary Marilyn Strada says they never had a situation like League City, where she described it as misuse of official capacity. In College Station, Communications Director Jay Sokol says those working in the city's purchasing office is not aware of any instances that's happened. Also, College Station's internal fraud hotline has had no anonymous reports. And the city's internal auditor says the risk is low considering the practices and controls that are in place. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department reports a two-year investigation of illegal fishing on the Brazos River outside of Hearn has led to a pair of arrests. The unidentified anglers were charged with possessing electronic shocking devices within a half mile of public water. The pair were among seven stopped by game wardens from Robertson and Brazos counties. The Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, which closed after new abortion regulations were passed, has been sold to a faith-based nonprofit. Tracy Frank of Hope Pregnancy Center of the Brazos Valley says they received calls about acquiring the building after Planned Parenthood left in August of last year.
So we prayed, and the board sought God's leading on it, and we started soliciting funds very quietly. And raised at that point about half of what we thought we might need.
Iron gates and a stone fence around the property will come down as the center opens an STD clinic next January. There's another week to go before Congress returns to Washington. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there are several things to get done before they leave again December 11th.
We've got a bunch of tax extenders that actually expired the end of last year. Things like Section 179 that's very important to our small businesses and to our farmers. And that needs to be renewed through December of this year.
Also on the agenda is another budget extension and addressing the ISIS terrorist group. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 66 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. The weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sunny skies now hovering at 55 degrees. Humidity is 90%. Winds out of the east at 5 miles per hour. All right, this one I saw, and then I didn't really pay any attention to a whole lot of social media over the weekend, and it really kind of blew up a lot more because I just blew it off and went, yeah, I agree with that. Kevin Jones shared a controversial photo of his 10-year-old daughter on Facebook last week. Jones, who lives in Kentucky, wrote that he had caught his daughter dating a boy, sneaking out of the house, and lying about her age. To punish her, he put her in an outfit he felt fit her age better, which was a T-shirt that read, "I'm 10 years old." Jones also gave his daughter a Disney backpack and put barrettes in her hair and put them up in little bows, like a little girl should have her hair. The reaction on social media exploded and is almost 50-50 either direction.
Oh, my goodness.
She was 10 and sneaking out of the house?
Yes. And my first thought was, you know, after a thump on the fanny, I may do the same thing. But then when you dig a little deeper and start, how many creepers are out there that are going to look at that and go, So I kind of got that because a lot of people were saying, you know, you're pushing a stereotype and, you know, the creepers out there are going to see this picture. And
well, I don't think he meant for it to go viral, maybe. Well,
I think he did because I think he was trying to shame his kid, which on the face of it, I was like, I'd do that.
Well, maybe amongst like his Facebook friends, but I don't know if he was planning. I mean, because either way, your kid's going to be 10 years old, and yeah, there's terrible people out there, but there's nothing you can do about it other than I think he's trying to protect her in a lot of ways.
Oh, I do too.
And I can't believe a 10-year-old would go sneaking out of the house with a boyfriend. I didn't even like girls at 10. I thought they were icky.
Girls at 10 were icky.
Yeah. I understand the attempt. I understand what he was attempting to do, but I think he may have lacked in execution.
Really? Because I kind of thought it was funny. Yeah, again, on face value, I kind of chuckled and went, I could see myself doing that.
But the very fact that we're looking at the picture and talking about it, I mean, we don't have to talk about it as a news story, but it was made a news story. It made the rounds. To me, that's taken a little too far.
Really?
As opposed to just doing, I don't know, dishing out a punishment and not, I don't know.
This is coming from, I am not going to put my kids on social media in any way, shape, or form. I can't do that in good conscience. Maybe
let them or put a picture of them.
Well, either. Granted, there's going to be pictures of the kid when that kid comes about. We're going to put some pictures online, but documenting their life in a digital medium that can be pulled up years later for either good things or bad things, that's just not. I don't want to make that decision for them at such an early age.
Well, see, that's a lot deep because I posted a picture. We went fishing this weekend. And there's a picture of my daughter that I posted online this weekend of her holding a fish.
Sure. Okay.
I think is pretty innocuous.
I'm not trying to make it black and white. I should soften my stance and not say no pictures, but just not this all-inclusive documentation of everything you do.
No. I agree with that.
I think most people
shouldn't
do
that to themselves anyway, or just for your own personal page because you know, people look at that and say, oh, well, he goes bowling every Tuesday mm-hmm. night at 8 o'clock.
Well, everybody's got the selfie friend.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one friend on Facebook that is like the selfie maniac.
Well, and they don't realize that you look so self-absorbed when you're taking pictures of yourself.
Always.
And posting them. I mean, I understand every now and then there might be a selfie and there's a reason behind it. Like our coworker Adam Drake for the all-new Maverick 102.7. He's doing Movember, which is helping raise awareness for prostate cancer. So he took a selfie of himself with no facial hair, and he's going to attempt to grow some on his baby face.
Known Adam, that's funny.
Right. Yeah. You know, something like that. But, you know, just sitting there, oh, look at me. Look how good.
Like I said, everybody has that one friend that does it.
And I don't want to be stereotypical, but girls are bad about it, okay?
They're pretty bad about it.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
That would be Zach at BrianBroadcasting.com. Go ahead and send those emails to him.
I'm sure women would agree with me.
I have the added advantage of not even enjoying myself looking in the mirror, so I'm not going to put my face out there online.
Well, I mean, speak for yourself.
Hey.
I think I've taken one or two selfies, and they're usually either with my kid or my dog.
Well, that's not a selfie. Well,
that's an ussie?
An ussie. I like that.
I consider a selfie to be a picture of only yourself, taken by yourself. That's a selfie.
I'll go along with that.
If you take it with another person,
that's an ussie. I like that. Yeah. I think we've just created a social media term.
Maybe so.
An ussie. All right, here's one for you. Any fear of clowns here?
Not a big fan.
Don't care for them.
See, I don't care. It's just that they don't bother me at all. Well, in southern France, they've banned people from dressing up as clowns altogether. There have been a number of assaults by people disguising themselves as evil clowns. Some of those wreaking havoc on the streets have been armed with pistols, knives, and baseball bats. So the town is just, now get this, only 6,000 people live in this little bitty town in France.
Yeah.
Could be your next door neighbor. That's,
yeah.
Okay, there's a video that went viral, and it was
the clown pranks.
Well, it wasn't a clown prank; it was like a Chucky prank. They had a little person dressed as Chucky
from the horror movie,
right? And would like they had it was almost like a movieable board looking deal, kind of like by a Subway or something,
right?
And this person would pop out of this thing because the billboard was, I don't know, paper or something. So they would pop out of it with a knife wielding thing and chase people. And I'm like, that's a really good way to get yourself shot.
See, I always wonder where those happen, and I've actually brought it up on more than one occasion. That happens in Texas where it's concealed carry.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, no, these are specifically South America.
Oh, is it South America?
A lot of these are South American show, sort of like candid camera, but terror camera
or
something.
That, and there was one, I don't know if how familiar you guys are with Mortal Kombat. I'm sure Patrick is, but
I remember it. Where the guy's in the elevator.
Right, yeah. And, like, you know, he expects, like, everybody is cowering in the corner in fear. And I'm like, dude, you can wait that one time. You've got that one guy who's going to pull out, you know.
Who has a concealed carry that thinks he's being attacked.
Right,
I completely
he's
understand.
He's going to pull out a pistol and shoot you.
Well, one of the creepiest ones I saw for this Halloween was a guy, he only has one arm. No legs.
Oh, I saw this.
No legs, no right arm. He uses his left arm and sort of, like, scoots along the floor. But he's done it, I guess, for so long, he's fast.
Yeah.
So he's laying in the elevator, entrails all over the floor, and the person opens it. They freak out at the sight of this dismembered body, and then it starts chasing them.
Yeah, it's like a zombie apocalypse.
Successfully. I mean, this guy the guy was gaining on it. Anyway.
I saw it. It is funny.
Pretty terrifying.
Hi, WTAW.
Hey, have y'all seen the video of the guy sitting on his like front porch holding a bowl of candy, looking like a scarecrow or whatever, and kind of jumping at people as they grab for candy.
Mm-mm.
And
I've seen
some guy cold cocks him.
No, I've seen that.
See, I can see that happen. Thank you for the call, by the way.
Or he's dressed up like a mannequin.
Oh, so he's sitting there quietly with the bowl of candy in his lap.
He's dressed up like a yard fixture or whatever with the bowl of candy, and then he pops out and that might be the ambulance to go get him right now. I don't know.
I could see cold cocking somebody if that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, just at a reflex.
Well, it's the
it was
fire on flight.
Yeah, it was the guy ran away and then came back to help him back up. He realized
that it was a prank.
Yeah,
8:17 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Again, sunny skies today and 77. It's 55.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Stocks may start out a little lower. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are just slightly lower as Wall Street prepares to start the new week and the new month. The market rallied on Friday. Analysts say November is usually a good month for the markets, and it's the start of what is traditionally a good six-month period. A couple of Monday mergers will get some attention. Laboratory Corporation of America, known as LabCorp, is buying Covance to create a giant in the healthcare diagnostic industry. It's a cash and stock deal worth more than $6 billion. And the American advertising company Sapiens being bought by Publicis of France, that deal worth more than $3.5 billion. Pent-up demand for houses and apartments could help the housing sector as the economy strengthens. Zillow.com says millions of adults who want to live on their own are still living with parents, friends, and roommates waiting for things to get better. Zillow says nearly 5.5 million households were lost because of doubling up. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-962-1496. 1-800-962-1496. 1-800-962-1496.
Hi, I'm Roy Flores, and I would like your vote for a seat on the Bryan School Board. My 25 years as a local business owner, 6 years as a Bryan Planning and Zoning Commissioner, will bring experience and a new perspective to the Bryan School Board. With my five-year plan, we can reduce class sizes, add more teachers, and create a safer, more productive learning environment for our students. Vote Roy Flores. Last name on your ballot, and your best choice for Bryan Schools.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Ernest Nolan, treasurer.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's time for the Aggie Report, brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health. Or not. All right, we'll get to the Aggie Report for you in just a second. Let's check in with Kim Commando then instead.
Today, what you need to know about the coming smartphones that are so smart, they'll detect liars. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
We've reached a point where our smartphones are about to get a whole lot smarter. Today, they understand voice requests and recognize our thumbprints, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Face and voice recognition software, already in use at the FBI and CIA, is about to come to our phones. Imagine, even when your smartphone doesn't recognize the number calling, it'll know the identity of the voice of the caller. But software engineers are already hard at work on smartphones that will go a step further to analyze both the face and voice of the caller. These apps will automatically detect moods, agitated, happy, sad, distressed, or untrustworthy. That's right, your phone will tell you when the caller is lying to you. This is known as the recognition revolution. And whether you're ready for it or not, it's all just right around the corner. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, checking the forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. I'm Gary Bass, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's 56 at Newstalk 1620 at 824. Let's check in with the Aggie Report, brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. KubotaDealers.com.
Texas A&M quarterback Kenny Hill was suspended for this game over the weekend against ULM and will be suspended as well for the Auburn game this next weekend. Now, they started Kyle Allen, the freshman from Arizona. After the game, head coach Kevin Sumlin, his evaluation of Allen's performance against the Warhawks, a game the Aggies won 21-16.
I usually have to go back and watch the video, and you know, we changed up a lot for him, try to play with a tight end, fullback, and have some isolation routes. And so in times like that to protect him, maybe that was good, maybe that was bad. But, you know, he's learning on a job. And, you know, he's had some great times. He had some times that he's going to make some mistakes. But we got to put him in position and give him the opportunity with our run game, which we did late in the game. But we certainly have to be more efficient doing it.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Aggies take on Auburn at Auburn this Saturday, 1:30 broadcast time on this radio station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Here's City of College Station Council Member John Nichols.
Do you know what that is? No? It is the sound of clean drinking water from a fountain. Did you know that your local public health department tests private water to keep you safe? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on how to get your private water tested, immunization clinics, food handler permits, and much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all of the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and safe.
Howdy, I am former Mayor Ben White, and I support Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5, along with my 5 former mayor colleagues. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and will manage our city's growth and infrastructure in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. I encourage you to join me in voting for Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5. We need her leadership and insight. Learn more at LindaHarvilleForCouncil.com.
Paid for by the Linda Harville campaign, Ben White treasurer.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Another attempt was made at the last Bryan City Council meeting to fund more capital improvement projects. Former Councilman Mike Sutherland and current Councilman Rafael Pena pointed out in the recently approved budget, there's a projected end-of-the-year balance of $91 million.
That $91 million need to be put to some very good use for us before the prices get driven out of sight by the oil industry.
It'd be cheaper to fund the project this year than it would be 5 years down the road.
City Manager Keene Register says $65 million of that is the city's minimum reserve covering 22 different funds.
So it's not just the general fund. So
You're talking about using enterprise funds and every fund available in the city, Brian, and spending every dime available to them, which would take us outside our reserve requirements, which are looked at by the rating agencies. I would suggest we don't do that.
The council unanimously agreed to wait until the audit is complete from last year's budget to determine how much additional money is available. Budget savings and unexpected revenue in recent years provided funding in Bryan for, among other things, more firefighters and police officers. Two city council members in the Houston suburb of League City who wanted to buy ammunition for personal use at a discount through a bulk purchase by the police department had their request denied by the city manager. That type of activity has not taken place in College Station and Bryan, according to city officials.
The chance of that happening in College Station is low, according to Communications Director Jay Sokol. That's based on internal controls and other purchasing department practices adopted in 2008 and updated in 2010. The purchasing office is not aware of any personal discounts that have been given, and the city has an internal fraud hotline that allows abusive practices to be reported anonymously. In Bryan, longtime city secretary Mary Lynn Strada says they've never had a situation like what happened in League City. She says that would be called misuse of official capacity. The Galveston County Daily News reported the police chief offered to include elected officials in the bulk purchase of ammunition before it was denied by the city manager. One council member told the paper she was trying to buy gifts. Another said he wasn't trying to avoid paying taxes, and he sought to remain a responsible gun owner through shooting practice. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A two-year investigation of illegal fishing on the Brazos River resulted in the recent arrests of two men. According to the Parks and Wildlife Department, game wardens from Robertson and Brazos counties found a group of seven fishermen who had just pulled their boat out of the river near Hearn. In addition to finding nine catfish, the game wardens found two fish shocking devices, which led to the arrests of the unidentified men. Closed in August of last year, there is a new owner of the former Planned Parenthood Clinic in Bryan. Hope Pregnancy Center, a faith-based nonprofit, has purchased the building and what Executive Director Tracy Frank called the culmination of the Joshua Project.
As Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, they came to the Jordan and they sent the spies into the land, and there were a lot of giants. And when we looked at this project, there were a lot of giants. But Joshua said, you know, not to fear, and so... He wanted to go in and seize the land, and that's what we've done.
Frank says opening a new STD clinic was an opportunity, quote, to redeem the building and use it in a way that would be life-affirming. A $100,000 fundraising campaign has started to pay off short-term debt and equip the new building. More information is online at partnerwithhope.org. Current services will continue at Hope's present location in College Station. A week from Wednesday, Congress is back in session for about a month. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says leadership elections will take place first.
The other critical issues that we've got to get dealt with during lame duck, pass another funding mechanism to fund the government until December the 11th. We still need to deal with the Islamic State. What we passed before was really just a band-aid. I think Congress needs to take a comprehensive approach to dealing with what's going to be a worldwide terrorist group.
Flores says a bunch of tax extenders important to small business owners and farmers needs to be approved again, along with another federal budget resolution. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or your you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Memorial Funeral Chapel, Krause Paint and Body, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, and Citizen State Bank.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:36 and time to check the forecast, brought to you by Norman G. Tractor.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Those edge of that front rows through sometime tomorrow. It's going to cool off, and they're saying some of those thunderstorms could be pretty severe. Looking at humidity now at 90%, winds out of the east at 5 to 7 miles per hour. It is 62 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. What is the catchiest song in your head ever?
I don't know.
That's tough because there's lots of them.
Well, researchers at the Museum of Science and Industry in Manchester, England, have gotten the top 20. We okay. don't do 20. We're not even going to do 10.
We'll oh, get... man, if all 20 start playing in my head simultaneously, it's going to be a long day.
Well, here's, researchers created an interactive website called Hooked on Music. 12,000 people went online. 40 best songs selling from each decade beginning in the late 40s. People could identify how fast they knew the song, and that's how they were determined how it was ranked of the catchiest, because you knew them immediately after hearing them.
Gotcha.
So number 9, Human League, Don't You Want Me.
Yeah.
Number 8, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Mm-hmm.
7th, Michael Jackson, Beat It. 6, this one surprised me, Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. Number 5, ABBA's SOS. 4, Lady Gaga, Just Dance. Survivor's Eye of the Tiger is number 3. That was identified in 2.62 seconds. And I would say with that guitar, ding, 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 ding.
That's one, so far, all these have really iconic intros.
Number 2, Lou Bega's Mambo, number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, ready?
There you go.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
The average person heard the start of this song, knew it was the Spice Girls, knew it was Wannabe, and nailed it in 2.2 seconds.
I agree with Patrick, though, because all of those songs have that beginning where you're like, okay, well, that's what that is. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's stuck in your head as much.
Well, it's not an earworm song. They're catchy.
I was thinking earworms.
It's the most catchy song.
Okay.
So it's it is just instantly identifiable. So mm-hmm. It's catchy. You know exactly what that song is the second it comes on the radio.
I'm that way with our jingles during our commercials.
You sing along with them?
Yes, a lot.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I know every single word to every single one. So,
under the headline of this guy used to get to vote with us, New York fugitive that jumped bail and fled from upstate New York's biggest pot bust in history has been caught in Oregon after 20 years.
Whoa.
72-year-old John Franklin Forbes has been hiding out under a fake name. He was apprehended after he applied for Social Security benefits using his real identity.
Why? You were so close, John.
Short-term memory loss.
His drug trafficking, by the way, it was marijuana-infused rum.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yes, I have no idea how that one actually worked.
I don't either. I was about to say they could make a movie out of that, but the ending is just kind of meh.
Speaking of movies, we'll get to your movies and what did well over the weekend at the box office and a brawl concerning Frozen, the movie, coming up next.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed with the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucio along with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zeiner. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. All right, movies from over the weekend. Top nine, The Judge, followed by Alexander's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, which I actually made that book when I was in school.
Yeah.
That's number eight. Number seven is St. Vincent. Six is John Wick. Five is The Book of Life. Four, Gone Girl, still doing well. Three is Fury. Two, Ouija, depending on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one movie is that weird Nightcrawler movie.
Yeah, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. 20 years ago, would any idea what the number one movie was?
20 years ago.
94. Forrest
Gump? No.
Stargate.
Really? Oh, okay. Come on.
It's what it says.
Must have been nothing else. It was Halloween. That yeah,
James
okay,
Spader.
Fine. I'll buy it.
All right. Speaking of movies, stress of the holiday shopping has kicked up for the popular Disney merchandise. It's not even Christmas. The brawl for Frozen merchandise, though, happened in Wales. More than 2,000 people showed up to grab their favorite items, which were limited to 50 per customer.
Good grief.
Frozen merchandise sold out in 40 minutes.
Ugh.
People were scrounging for leftovers, and fights ensued over the coveted toys. No one could just let it go and walk away. The very last Frozen lip balm, stationery, and piggy banks were the last things that were fought for.
So one person grabs one end, the other person grabs the other and say, hey.
Over a piggy bank.
Hey, let it go.
There was
let it go.
There was a picture from an elementary school that about, I guess, 20 or so kids,
uh-huh.
And roughly five of them didn't have Princess whoever costumes.
That doesn't surprise me. I saw 100 of them trick-or-treating with my kid. Gosh,
this is so including many. The boys, Patrick?
No, I guess it was all girls. It must have been a private school.
Okay.
And then as I'm fishing yesterday where I fish, there's a park nearby. And a little girl is out there with her princess outfit on playing in the park.
Little girls have wanted to be princesses. Actually, big girls have wanted to be princesses for as long as they can remember. Of course, we have Chelsea Reber. Who is on here in the afternoons dressed up as a fairy princess.
I never did see the picture for that.
Wasn't she Glinda the Good Witch?
Yeah, that's what she was. She was Glinda the Good Witch. First she dressed up as, what was it, a nerd?
Oh.
IT tech guy? I don't know.
Patrick.
Yeah, she dressed up as Patrick. And then and then later she changed and she was Glinda the Good Witch.
So she pulled off two costumes in one day?
Yeah, I know. That's pretty legit,
man,
isn't it? And then she had to change out again so she could run boards for football.
Put on her board hop costume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that would be your stock and standard sweatpants and a t-shirt, if I had to guess.
Whatever you see poor college people wearing, that's probably what it was.
Okay, so there's an anti-violence rally. What happens?
Violence.
Exactly. 30-year-old Nikolai and 30-year-old Emmanuel in Pennsylvania, both community organizers with a group called Stop the Violence. And they organized rallies last week to protest two recent shootings. But on the way home from the anti-violence rally, they saw a roommate. they've had some problems with, who is moving out, and they became violent.
No, I'm more peaceful.
They jumped him, almost beat him to death, not to make light of this situation, but they damn near killed him, knocked him unconscious, and kept kicking him until he had a seizure.
Jeez.
All while wearing the Stop the Violence t-shirt. Remember, they were leaving the rally.
What, did he just not pay rent or something?
It doesn't say specifically. They just didn't like him, apparently. Good morning, WTAW.
Hey, you can't really talk about a fishing spot without telling everybody where it's at, because I've been trying to figure out fishing holes near a park since you mentioned it.
It's a neighborhood, and I'm not telling.
Oh, no.
Thank you for the call.
You're never supposed to share a good fishing spot.
It's a secret.
Right.
Absolutely a secret, but thank you for the call.
Magicians and fishermen and their secrets.
I'm actually rather OCD about this one, too, because I don't know if you guys saw the picture, because you both are friends of mine on Facebook. I pulled a 5-pound bass out of this little thing on a hot dog.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that Robert Earl Keen song, 5-pound bass?
I don't know, but I call it hillbilly hot dog fishing.
Well, you use the ones with the cheese in it, right?
No, I didn't have any of those, so I just used regular hot dogs.
This was a regular old weenie that you put in there.
5-pound bass. I was pretty pleased with that.
Pretty nice. How big is this? Do they stock it, obviously?
I think they initially did, and to be real honest, I've culled some from it just because they were there for a while. I was catching catfish by the mile.
Yeah.
But they were just over fingerlings.
Itty bitty. Well, yeah. You got to put those babies back. Let them grow.
Well, no, because when you did catch a big one, they were pretty good size.
Oh.
But that's this portion of the fishing program brought to you by Clip Howard Sports Talk at 846 on News Talk 1620.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 846, sunny skies today and 77. It's 63. And to be honest, nobody likes the Amber Alert. One, they scare the peewadden out of you. And two, you don't want to think about that, right? And to be real honest, as people that sit there here and hear them all the time, they're annoying, right?
Yes.
Nobody likes them.
They're like two or three over the weekend.
Right. And they interrupt your favorite television show. And then you have to, like, go back through the DVR and find your program. And I could go on and on and on. But they are very valuable. And here's why. Last week, a lady in Olympia, Washington, kidnapped her 18-month-old son. She was schizophrenic, unfortunately. The 15-year-old that was driving down the road right behind her, though, caught the Amber Alert with the car's license plate and realized the car they were looking for was right in front of her.
Mm.
She told her dad to follow the car because she got the update on her phone. Because unless you disable, most of the phones now have those instant Amber Alerts.
Right, yeah.
Police caught up with her in less than 10 minutes. Everybody's fine. She's facing felony charges. And apparently there was some mental illness involved there. But nonetheless, this little girl, because of the Amber Alert on her phone, looked up and went, "Hey, Pop, we need to stay with this car for a little bit."
Of all the times they use the phrase, "If we could just save one person with this..." I think that's pretty good right there.
Oh, absolutely. And kidding aside, because, I mean, they are frustrating if you're watching your favorite show.
Well, but especially when it seems like it's not, I mean, a state's away, let alone counties away.
Right. Well, and they're supposed to be county designated. And we get them up here for the Houston area, and because I guess it happens there more often.
I see.
But I thought that was kind of cool.
Either that or, I mean, they're just obviously they're trying to, I don't know, figure out if somebody was on the move or on the run.
Hey, by the way, you know, we've almost managed to make it an entire show without talking about Ebola.
Oh, hey, is this finally not a thing anymore?
No.
Well, no, because you brought it up.
I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah.
Ebola.
That Casey Hickox lady,
mm-hmm.
She apologized.
Well.
She was on Press the Meat this weekend. I understand that the community has been through a lot this past week, and I do apologize to them for that. I will not go into town, into crowded public places. I have a few friends come visit me at my home, and that's absolutely fantastic.
Well, and I think that's reasonable. I think people should be reasonable and just self-seclude yourself. But at the same time, I was sort of on her side as far as using the executive power to jail her, essentially, without a court order.
I understood
that
part.
Get the court order, and then you can quarantine her. But unless a judge says so, what can you do?
The radio host that I was listening to over the weekend had a brilliant idea for that.
What was that?
If it's that big a concern, put a picture up on the door and tell her she can't come in. It's your place of business.
There you go.
If enough businesses do that in town, she ain't going to town.
We don't accept Ebola people here.
We don't like your kind. That I thought that was a good idea and an easy solution.
Well, that's what happens when you're free to allow people in and out as you please. Well, in as you please. You got to let them out. Otherwise, it's a hostage situation.
The New York doctor that had been treated for Ebola and that had ridden the subway mm-hmm. and gone bowling and everything else mm-hmm. has improved a bit, serious but stable to just plain stable. And I've always wondered, I'd like to see the breakdown of that. I'm sure I could go look it up. But you always hear that they're in critical condition.
Mm-hmm.
They're in serious condition. What's that mean, really?
It's serious. You can't, no messing around.
Well, if you're in the hospital, there's not a condition that's not serious.
No, I agree.
If you've gone
to
the hospital, at least that's the way I am, there's got to be limbs almost coming off for me to go to the hospital. I just always thought that was interesting. Want the breakdown of exactly how that works out. All right, it is 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Quick check of your forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. They do free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. To learn more about the Anchor Advantage, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Again, that's anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you look at some of the weather models, because of the nature of tomorrow, it's going to be between 80 and 85 degrees. And with this cold front that's plowing down, our temperature is going to drop pretty quick. And they're saying if we do get rain, specifically in the front end of it, it could be fairly severe thunderstorms. And then they're calling for a 60% chance of, quote, heavy rain, again, depending on what forecast models you're looking at Wednesday, and a high tomorrow Wednesday of only 64 degrees. Right now we're sitting at 62 here at 1620 WTAW with Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia along with Patrick and Zach. Moms skip work more than dads.
Because they need it. They need the rest.
No, because they're taking care of the kids.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. Well, what I was thinking was they take care of the kids all the time, so they need the rest. But no, that makes sense, too.
New study claims that it happens more often than not. Mom sacrifices their workday. In fact, moms are 10 times more likely to skip work for a sick kid than their dads are. And this results around, they're saying, $16.3 million in lost earnings each year from flu season alone. And a vast majority of the time, it's mom who's taking the cut in pay.
No, every time that I was sick, generally as a little kid, my mom would stay around. So that makes plenty of sense.
Well, it's funny for me as I was growing up because my dad actually traveled a lot. And then as I got older, if I got sick and was at home, like in junior high and high school, he actually was the one that took care of me.
Oh, really?
In hindsight being 20/20, mom was much better at it. Much, much better at
it. Here, try this new salve I made.
No, my dad was more, just... hush. Just stay on the couch and just hush. There was, at that age, you want a little more consoling, I guess. But that just never happened. 8 ways you can overspend. It's a blog for minimalists, the 8 things that we spend too much money. Any idea what the number one thing is as a guess?
Fast food.
Close. Very close, actually.
Or a restaurant.
Yeah, just going out in general.
Oh.
Unused utility service is number 4. Paying the utility bill blindly often leads to overpaying. The cable channels that you only watch 3 anyway. 3-way calling, all the different services that you have on your phone, things of that nature where you're wasting money. Books and magazines. Everybody says you should read. That's obviously something that you would like to do, but most people don't read the actual magazines that they have the subscriptions for.
You know, that I thought about that. Generally, I'll read Sports Illustrated, but I've been a subscriber for umpteen jillion years now. And, yeah, I'm trying to think of actually how many I actually read.
And how often do you do it online instead while you're at work?
Right, exactly.
The only time you have the magazines is when you're on a plane.
Or, you know, in the bathroom.
Coffee. Because people spend so much. The average American spends $15 a week for coffee or $1,100 a year on stopping by the Starbucks.
And that doesn't bother me because I don't like coffee. I don't drink it.
And me either. And eating out. Americans go out to lunch on average twice a week, eat 18.2 meals per month outside the home. This average spending is $232 each month eating meals prepared outside the house. First glance, that may not sound alike, but it really does add up. Now, they're saying this. We did a survey here with the Infomaniacs a couple months ago. That because of the cost of food and the size of portions you get, if you portion it out and take, you know, two or sometimes, you know, one or two meals out of the meal that you're eating and stretch it to three, that you're almost saving money even going to the grocery store by eating out. Do I know that for sure or no? But I've certainly gotten a couple restaurants here in town that I know if I order, I'm eating on that for at least two lunches.
Right.
So it's three meals out of $20.
I'm going to see somebody do a survey for, you know, how often middle-aged single guy or mid-20s single guys eat out.
Oh, I would say that skews that number probably a great deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm carrying that.
Eat a lot, do you?
Yeah, well, I eat a lot and I eat out a lot, so that's two problems.
It's 8:56.
Hi, my name is Mike Sutherland, and I'm running for Bryan City Council. Over my previous two terms, I developed a reputation for asking the tough questions. By asking those questions, I saved BISD over $500,000 and the city millions. I will continue to ask the tough questions because when you elect me, you're electing an independent thinker who will champion your issues and will help Bryan save even more without compromising the integrity of the office. Please vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 colorful blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1919. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1919.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is 8:58, 2 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and Disney had a little trouble over the weekend at Disney World, shutting down the park's Seven Dwarfs mini train ride because of the fire. And I didn't see any video on this at all over the weekend. I didn't see any. Disney spokesman said it was a small fire, quickly extinguished. Nobody in the park or guests were injured, and they had to close the ride down. It is time for Today in Histoire. In this date in 1911, Chevy was basically invented. They entered the car market against the Model T. 1913, the worst day in American history, in my humble opinion.
1914?
1913.
13.
The United States of America introduced an income tax on this date in 1913. Yay! 1926, Democratic challenge. I'm sorry, 1992, Democratic challenger Bill Clinton defeats incumbent Republican George H.W. Bush. Mm. And H. Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah. Now, look at this graph back here, you know?
That's actually pretty good, Patrick.
He's sort of borderline George W., too. You know, he was the precursor to that, I guess.
1998, Jesse the Body Ventura becomes Jesse the Governor Ventura. And then that train went completely off the tracks for a while. In the year 2000, 4 days before Election Day, Texas Governor George W. Bush was peppered with questions about a DUI arrest in 76.
Oops, October surprise.
And, yeah. In 2002, Canadians could no longer smile for their passports.
Whoa.
They could not frown either. They had to submit a photo showing a neutral expression.
So why?
It's in accordance with recommendations of the International Civil Aviation Organization.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa. And finally, a German man survived, and I remember this story, 5 days in the Alps in freezing temperatures by eating snow, was fired.
For missing work?
You got it.
Oh, man.
Received written notification. Thanks for playing. Have a nice day, but we can't use you anymore.
Jeez. Das ist nicht so gut.
Jawohl.
999.
Thank you for your tolerance this morning. Have a fantastic rest of the day, and we'll see you back tomorrow here at News Talk 1620, WTAW College Station, Brock.